Jump on in, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Although, what am I talking about? I'm telling you, man, I'm freaking punchy.
You tend to forget the segments we do on a regular basis anyways, even when it's cold.
If I just forgot and was an idiot, I would confess. I willingly confess to being an idiot. I think I've made that abundantly clear. I'm freaking tired. The heat is getting to me. Well, it's out of nowhere. It's been cold, 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 cold. Nothing gradual. It went from being like 62 in here to 143.
You could make the argument that we had the AC on all winter, and that's why it's been so cold in here, and for some reason the heater's on. Do we have a Southern Hemisphere heater? Does it think it's the wrong time of year?
We need some Glenn Fry. The heat is on. Whoa! All right, let's actually lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Because it's Monday, it's crunch time, it's the final segment. What do you say? A better idea. Let's do this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick. And hello, I may need Steve. A doctor.
Yeah, we're going to need something. It's time for the Richter Scale, where I bring up the biggest events and news items from the weekend, and Steve rates how big an impact they had. We begin. The Oregon women battled it out against UCLA on Saturday night to make it to the conference championship game against Stanford, where the Cardinal got revenge for their 40-point loss a month before. Kelly Graves' crew of Fighting Ducks end the season 29-4 as Pac-12 champions, ranked 7th in the final AP poll of the season. The Ducks struggled with injuries and depth at the Pac-12 tourney, but the team gets at least 11 days before the start of the NCAA Women's Tournament. How does this loss impact the Ducks' chances of getting a top-2 seed come Selection Monday?
It didn't. They're a lock two. They're playing two here, and then the chance for the Final Four will take them to Moda Center a week from next weekend. I would say 0%.
All right. The Oregon men on the other side are defying laws and defying the laws and reasons of physics. The Ducks end the season on a 4-game winning streak, beating out UW and ASU, who finished in the Pac-12 first and second. Oregon going into Saturday's action was facing one of 32 different scenarios where they could have finished going into the Pac-12 tournament. They ended up 6th. That means Oregon takes on Wazoo on Wednesday, then potentially Utah on Thursday, of course, if they win. It's going to take 4 wins in 4 days to get the Pac-12 title and that all-important auto bid. How does getting the 6th seed impact Oregon's chances of getting that NCAA tournament bid?
You know, that's a really good question.
Thank
because
you.
I was wondering if by getting the extra game and a chance to get to 22 wins before what would be a conference tournament final, with their reputation and being a benefit of the doubt program, and at the time that would mean they're on a 7-game win streak, having knocked off the regular season champs at home, does that get them into the at-large picture? So I think it puts them from forget it, there's not a chance, to slimmy. So are you saying, reread the question so I can interpret properly.
How does getting the 6th seed impact Oregon's chances of getting the tournament bid?
You know, I don't think it matters. I still think they have to win the tournament, so it's an extra game they've got to win. So I think it made it a tad more difficult.
The Antonio Brown saga has been quite insane. Mr. Big Chest gets his trade to the Raiders for a 3rd and a 5th, as well as a restructured 3-year deal giving him $30 million guaranteed. That's $30 million more dollars that he would have gotten guaranteed had he stayed in Pittsburgh. Brown's gone from a 6th-round pick, one of the best wide receivers playing in the game, to arguably maybe one of the best 10 of all time. Player power is growing exponentially across professional sports, and Brown is getting plenty of praise from former and current players for using that power to get more money. How big of an impact will the Antonio Brown saga have on the rest of the marquee players in the NFL?
Ooh. Well, since they all went about it in a proper manner and as grown-ups and team players, and he basically threw himself on the floor of the candy aisle, threw a hissy fit, and got every single piece of candy he wanted, despite mom saying, you're not getting any more. I would say it's going to make a pretty substantial impact, and you've already seen the wallets get opened up today.
All right. Let's stay with the Raiders. John Gruden shows up. He trades away Khalil Mack for a pair of first-round picks, trades away Amari Cooper for another first-round pick. He managed to keep both of them and still got Antonio Brown. Now, there are plenty of question marks on this Vegas Raiders team. How good is David Carr? Does Gruden even want Carr to be his quarterback? I think it's actually Derek Carr. Can the Raiders actually land Le'Veon Bell? Will his team be able to compete with the Chiefs and the LA Clippers and the AFC West? To go on to that, they've just signed 25-year-old Trent Brown to be the highest-paid left tackle in the NFL, who had an AV of 10 last year, fourth best of offensive linemen under 25. How big of an impact do these additions have on the Raiders?
Well, I don't know if they're as good as the Chiefs. The L.A. Chargers, they'll be back. They're pretty good. I don't trust Denver. It makes them better. Does it make them a contender? I still think that's contingent on Carr, but they're upgraded. There's more room for optimism if you're an insane Raiders fan now than there was, 72 hours ago.
Right. And last one here. Klay Thompson said he expected more from Warriors fans at Oracle. Steve Kerr was caught on camera allegedly, but more than likely saying, I'm so bleeping tired of Draymond. As the Warriors lost by 4 at home to the Suns, Golden State is 2-4 in their last 6. The concerns over the Warriors being able to just flip the switch on defense when it's playoff time comes, they're still there. They're 1.5 games up in first place in the West, but they have lost 14 games within the last 14 days, and that's essentially like the Warriors being eliminated from the playoffs, assuming the playoff format change where you play a random series of 6 different teams with back-to-backs and an uneven schedule. So how worried should Warriors fans be going into their final 15 games of the season?
15 games? I don't think they need to be worried about these 15 games. But if they finish up going like 9-6 and lose more at home, and you see the element of Kerr's frustration growing, I'd be very. Right now, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, they should be from a none to a 1 to about a 2. I'll give them a 2 on the concern scale right now.